Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sports Elite with Kay, and it's me again, your girl Kay Holloway, and I'm here and just going to have a great another show. I got Miss Kaniqua Jones is coming on the show today. She's going to talk to us about business. She's going to talk to us about sports. She's going to talk to us about everything that we want to talk about today. I got a lot of questions about her because, you know, I'm curious. So y'all make sure y'all get your pencil and paper, dry erase board, whatever you need to write down all these golden nuggets that she's going to have, you know, to give us today. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and bring her on the line. Ms. Jones, you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure you're there. So we're just going to go ahead and get started with everything. So go ahead and tell everybody your name and, you know, name your business. And then I got a lot of questions I want to ask you. I'm really excited today. So go ahead.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you so much for having me. Yes, my name is Kaniqua Jones, and basically I'm the owner of Candy Jones Client Services, LLC. Basically what I do is I'm an owner and an operator of a virtual call center, meaning that the agents that work with my company, they actually service Fortune 500 companies from the comfort of their own home. So our company, we're contracted with Arise Virtual Solutions. We use their technology platform to be able to basically gain access to the customers of Fortune 500 companies. Like, for example, there may be cruise companies, theme park companies, TV companies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we actually use basically their customer base to be able to allow our agents to be able to service calls, you know, from their home, and it's a nationwide opportunity with just the exception of just a few states.
Wow. So you mean to tell me that you can take calls for, I mean, like any business, I guess, big companies, and you're their customer service, basically?
Correct, yes. And they, again, they're Fortune 500 companies, so a lot of times, when I get agents and they do sign up, sometimes they may be surprised at some of the type of companies that they actually see that has agents,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are actually working from home. So, and a lot of times it's companies that you love. The companies are pretty, they do a training class. They train you. You get trained from home. You
mm-hmm.
actually get
mm-hmm.
trained in a virtual call center, like a virtual training system. So you can
uh-huh.
see the person that's actually training you, and they train you on all their systems. They train you on their policies, and the training can sometimes be intense, but it's, you know, you get
mm-hmm.
a lot of information from it. But yeah, you do all of that just from your home.
Oh wow! So that gives people who want to, like, I guess, the flexibility, you know, of work to be able to go, you know, work their certain hours or anything like that, or can you flex those hours? Like work 2 hours here, take a break, you know, mess with the kids, and then work 4 hours here. Is that something like that?
Correct. That's the great thing about it is that's what I think is the best thing about it is the flexibility, because you do get a chance to choose whatever schedule that you work. There is a minimum requirement, which is 15 hours a week for most of the clients. And most of the clients, you do have to work, like out of those 15 hours, you do have to work at least mm-hmm. five of those 15 hours on the weekend. But again, you get
uh-huh.
a chance to choose those hours. There's also some clients that work 24/7. So some people that might be night hawks that want to work 3 o'clock in the morning, they could do that too. So it's, yeah, it's pretty flexible. It's good for moms that are maybe stay at home moms or dads,
uh-huh.
students. It's really great for them because it gets a chance to have them work around their school schedule. Pretty much, and if you just want to work part-time or full-time doing it, it's actually a pretty good opportunity.
Wow. So this sounds like a great opportunity there. I really didn't know they had things like that. So as you said, college students, when I was in college, I wish I had something like that, because that definitely helped put a little bit of, you know, spending money in my pocket. So are you able to disclose, like, some of the companies that you take calls for?
Well, we do have a non-disclosure agreement. We're not able to disclose the actual company names until after the agent, they go through the process of, you know, doing like a background check and signing a non-disclosure agreement. The only reason why we say that is you have to think about, like, if you were calling, let's say, a company, Sprint, would you really want to know that they were working from home? Like, would you want the general public to know when you call that you're talking to somebody at home? Because we do deal with, and you do have to pass like a background check, because we do deal with customers' information and stuff like that too. So, you know, they're really strict on like making sure that, you know, a person is, you know, legit, you know, that they're not actually taking anything from, you know, from the customers or anything like that. But like I said, I could tell you the type of companies, like we do have like a lot of times about theme park companies. We do have cruise companies. TV and internet companies, roadside assistance, telephone companies. There's a lot of different types of companies that you can kind of choose who you want to, you know, wherever you fit in. There's definitely a client that's available that would work with your needs.
Okay, sounds good. So, like, how did you actually get started with your company?
Well, about, I would say, a few years ago, I found out about the company because I didn't know either, because Arise is actually, like I said, the platform that's used to be able to support and be able to do this. I didn't know anything about the company either, but my aunt, she's actually been doing it for about maybe like 8 years now. And so she told me about it a long time ago, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I kind of procrastinated and didn't do it, or I kind of went through a few steps and stopped doing it. And then eventually in 2015, I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it, because I've been working in a call center my whole entire life, like since I was 16. And I'm like, you know, why am I working at a call center when I can actually be doing the same type of work that I'm doing at home and actually getting paid the same amount that I was getting paid at the call center, so, and then have the flexibility. So I decided to go ahead and start doing it. And I actually started working under someone else. And then I worked for them like maybe a year or so. And then I went on and started my own company to be able to help other agents start their journey on being able to work from home, and just taking some of the things that I know about the company and the things that I've learned, because some of the stuff that, you know, I kind of teach my agents, it wasn't necessarily, you know, available to me at that time. So I tried to make it very, very easy for agents to get started and be successful at working at home, and not make them feel alone. Even though you're at home, sometimes you may be alone because you don't have any coworkers or anything around. We try to stay close as a team, so.
That's good. It's like a team environment. So you got your start, and so with, you know, somebody put you onto the business, and then you're spreading out to everybody else, and you know you have your team. Like how many team members do you have so far? I mean, I know your business got to be booming. It's growing fast. I know it is.
Well, yeah, it's just me getting the word out. Really, like doing Facebook, and I do things like on Instagram. We're definitely building up our team right now. So I do have a few agents at this time, and of course, trying to get more. I actually end up getting some because I live in Virginia, so I actually end up getting some agents. I actually end up getting acquired some new agents even this week that are outside of the state, which was actually very, very good. We're definitely building up our team. I do have a number in mind, of course, where I'm trying to ultimately get to that particular goal, and hopefully we will get there. But I'm just trying to really just help and make other people aware that this opportunity is available, because I don't think a lot of people do know. And then, you know, sometimes people might have, let's say, a second job, and it's like, well, wouldn't it be better to have a second job that you can do when you wanted to do it and be able to do it from home? So I just really just try to kind of push awareness because a lot of people just don't know.
Yes, I know I didn't know. So, yes, you definitely putting the word out. And congratulations, you know, getting, you know, more business partners outside of your area. That's a great thing. It's a great feat right there. So
thank
I want to know, like, what's some of the challenges that you faced when you was trying to get started, you know?
I think one of the biggest challenges, I think, getting started with, you mean like the business itself or just like what sometimes agents might have problems getting started with?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm asking,
okay.
Do you mean like the, my personal trouble or you mean like when agents
yours.
Are getting started, like what
no,
type
yours.
Of problems
I wanna
do they
know,
have?
You know, I want to know yours, you know, what kind of, you know, what you went through. I want to know your story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I really haven't gone through, you know, too many problems. I mean, really getting started is the biggest problem, I would say, if there were any issues, was making sure I had the proper licensing and everything to be able to do this, because in order for you to be able to partner with Arise, you have to have a particular license for this, you have to have this, you have to have that. If that be anything, that might have been like the biggest struggle that took the most time for me to be able to do, and having to, you know, send in paperwork to the IRS and, you know, waiting, you know, 60, 90 days for something to come back and stuff like that. So if anything, that has been like maybe the biggest struggle, you know, but other than that, everything has been pretty good. I'm kind of like have an entrepreneurial spirit, so it actually, and customer service portion of it definitely comes very, very easy to me. So I haven't had too many problems. I try to be very upstanding that I do in terms of the business, any type of fees that are associated with it. I like to let people know exactly what they're getting into before they get into it. That way there's no problems on anybody's end. Everybody is aware of what's going on.
I like what you just said right there. You let them know everything up front, because I've seen a lot of people, you know, and this is just my experience, that, you know, come to me with propositions on different things and they leave out stuff. They make it sound
correct.
Good by leaving out different things. And then when you, you know, try to say, okay, well, let's do this. Then, you know, well, then they got to, oh, well, you know, you got to do X, Y, and Z too. And I'm like, what? You didn't say that at first.
Yeah.
You know, what's this? You know, so I like it. You know, tell me straight up, it's 1, 2, and 3. This is what you got to do. I don't want no surprises down the road. So I tell people all the time, if you're going to come with me and do something, say everything. No surprises. And I like that you do that. You know, I think that's a good, you know, business nugget for all you people out there listening. Write that one down. Be up front. It's either they're going to take it or they're going to leave it, you know.
Correct.
So, you know, I know, you know, during that time, you know, you got to have somebody who's your biggest inspiration. So, right, you know, in business, who is your business inspiration, the biggest one you got?
Well, right now, it's very, I've actually been granted the opportunity to work with Manifest Destiny with Pastor Gladys, and she's given us the opportunity to be able to have an office space in in Hampton, Virginia. In the Manifest Destiny Go Forth Suites, and it's just not me, it's other businesses as well. So she's helped us a lot, you know, with a lot of, like, business tips. And I know if I've had to call her before and ask her about tax forms before as well. So definitely she's been very helpful. And really and truly looking, you know, just really looking on the internet and looking at other, you know, other people. I love the show Shark Tank. I love seeing, you know, people actually going up there. And even though I'm not a creator necessarily or, you know, do like an invention, I'm very interested in seeing how, you know, people kind of run their businesses and what they think about. I really love that. So I definitely tune into that show. I think it's a great show.
Oh yeah, I like that show too. I do it because I want to get on that show. That's one of my things, because I want one of them to try to invest in a few things that I got going on right now in my life. I almost made it, but got denied. But you know what they say: keep trying, keep trying. So I won't give up. Especially, you know, the story from the guy on there was one of the judges. He helped invent FUBU. And, you know, that's one of my inspirational stories that I use as motivation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, and speaking of that, and, you know, we're going to switch gears here. You know, you got NBA owner Mark Cuban that's on there. And right now we got the NBA Finals going on. You watched any of the games? You've heard about it? You read about it? Anything?
I have. Yeah, actually I have. I actually watched all three games. And they've been pretty interesting. The first, you know, the first game or so wasn't, you know, it started off great, but, you know, it kind of ended out in a blowout. But definitely last night's game was, it was very, you know, back and forth, kind of really intense. I really thought the Cavs might have been able to pull it out because they played an awesome game. I don't think that they could have played any better. And, you know, to see them lose, I don't know if they would be able to win the series.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it's over. I think the Warriors have too much firepower. LeBron is outmatched. His team is outmatched. They're just not playing well, and I think Friday the Warriors will make history. They will sweep the entire playoffs, which has never been done ever in NBA history, and LeBron will have his second time being swept out of the NBA Finals. It's unfortunate because, you know, I really didn't want the Warriors to win, and I'll tell you this why, and I've told every guest this. I have a friend named Brandon Thomas. He used to be a Laker fan in 2015. Now he's a so-called die-hard Warrior fan. And so he guarantees winnings and all that stuff. And his total right now is 15-37. That's below 500. That's losing. And so he guaranteed at the beginning of the season that the Warriors are going to win the championship. And I like clowning him because he loses a lot, as you see. And I get to, you know, clown him. But he looks like he's going to win, and so I know I got my clowning coming, ladies and gentlemen, so I know a lot of y'all on my Facebook wall and all that stuff, you know, y'all going to have a good time with that. But, you know, that's the only reason why I don't have no dog in this fight because I'm a Bulls fan, and my Bulls been out in the first round. So, but that's how I feel, you know. But let me ask you this. Do you think after this finals is over, because you know LeBron will be a free agent, do you think he's going to leave Cleveland again?
No, I wouldn't think that. No. I don't think so. I don't think so. And I don't think necessarily that they will get because they actually last night I felt like they actually played pretty well. I mean, Kyrie had an amazing game. His drives to the basket were, I mean, he was making everything until it got to like the last when it got clutch towards the end. You know, he didn't make the big shot or whatever, and he kind of fell off and kind of got a little cold. But he was making a lot of baskets to the hoop, driving to the hoop earlier in the game. He had an amazing game. LeBron had an amazing game, especially, you know, in the first half anyway. But I thought they played pretty well, and they didn't lose by that much. And I think they'll be able to pull one off. I think they may be able to get game four, but I don't think they're just going to win the series. I don't think they're going to get swept, though. I think LeBron is going to come to at least be able to push out one game, but I don't think he's going to leave Cleveland, though.
Now, do you think that, like, I saw their body language after game three, at the end of the game, after Kevin Durant hit that big shot. Like, do you think, like, all the will, the life is left out of, is out of them? Like, it just seemed like they're just been gave up.
I don't really think that they really gave up. I don't think they really gave up. I just think, like, I'm not necessarily like an expert, but kind of like how I felt about the game is that they played amazing. And to play, to give it all you have and still lose and still be at home, that has to been like, man, like we gave 110% and we still couldn't beat them. That's got to be kind of like, you know, man, like, what do we do now? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think they could have played a better game. You know, LeBron was shooting threes, making threes, which, you know, that's not necessarily his shot majority of the time, and driving to the basket. Well, I mean, they couldn't have played a better game. So I don't feel like, you know, I just, what can you do? What can you do? So I don't know. I think they just kind of. What do you do when you gave it all you got and you still lose?
I agree. They gave it all they had. You know, they played hard. That was the best game they played this series, and they still lost. And, man, it's heartbreaking. And, you know, they're still alive. You know, they have to win every game out to win the series. And that's going to be a tough thing to do. I still think they lose, but I don't feel sorry for him whatsoever. You know, he put this team together, you know, GM LeBron. So, you know, he got what he wants. But, you know, as I look at switch to the Warriors are a super team. And to me, I believe these super teams are making the NBA kind of boring. You know, it's like there's no competitiveness around. As you see Cleveland, they swept through the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Warriors swept through the Western Conference playoffs. There's no competition anymore. So in your opinion, do you think these super teams are making the NBA boring?
I still enjoy the games. I don't think at this point that it's boring. I mean, the Warriors are a super team, but you know, I don't think at this point that is boring. I mean, I think we all knew that they were going to be, you know, probably before the season, we all knew that Golden State was going to be in the finals, but I don't think it's boring at this time. I mean, I just would like to see Kevin Durant get a ring, so, you know, because I think he deserves
– Oh, that's
he deserves a ring. Yeah, he deserves
that's
one.
That's your
so
boy,
I,
huh?
You know.
That's your favorite player? That's your favorite player?
Well, no. I'm not a Golden State fan at all. I like Golden State. But, see, my favorite player was always Dwayne Wade. So I used to be a Heat fan. So, you know, and this was before LeBron came to the Heat. I was always a Heat fan. So that's actually my favorite player. But I still think Kevin Durant deserves a ring. So, you know, and I, you know, he joined the Warriors to be able to, I don't, you know, about that move, but he joined the Warriors to be able to get one. But I think he deserves one as a player.
Yeah, I think they do. I think the players, you know, they deserve one. I didn't like his move, you know, so, you know, you can't beat them, join them type of thing. But I guess, you know, he made his own decision for him, and he's one win away from a ring. All right. So, I mean, congratulations to him when he do win it. He does deserve it. So going back into the business aspect now, you know, you said, you know, with your entrepreneurship. Now, we have aspiring entrepreneurs that's listening today. And so what kind of tip would you tell them if they want to start their business? Like, what tips can you give them to help them? Give me three tips.
I would say do your research on what you're trying to get into. You know, read books, go to the library, get some books on whatever you're trying to study. Even just if it's a general book on how to start a business, make sure that you kind of know what you're getting into. As well as, too, I would say, like you said before, kind of being whatever business you decide to get into, be upfront about what you're doing to your customers, whether you're doing retail, whether you're doing, you know, like this at home, home job or whatever. Like, even with my business, like I said, I do tell everything basically up front, because I feel like I'm not selling anything. I never go into like sales mode and tell you all the good stuff about it and just leave out, okay, well, what about this fee? I never leave any of that out, because I feel like you need to know. And at the end of the day, you're going to either sign up with us and start working from home and start earning extra money, or you're not. But I haven't sold you. I'm not trying to sell you an article of clothing or, you know, cookies. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sell you on anything. I just want to inform people of an opportunity for them to be able to make extra money. I said, I would say definitely be upfront, and that's all I can say is really just do your research and just kind of give it all you have, give it all you got, and that's basically all I would say.
Okay. Now, being a business owner is sometimes that people don't understand the background of things you do. Like, you know, you have to balance your books, you know things with taxes, you know, the IRS. We don't want to be in trouble with them. So how do you go about keeping everything, you know, organized for your business, you know, in those regards?
In terms of organization, what I do is I put information on an Excel spreadsheet. I use folders, binders and stuff like that to kind of keep up with my paperwork, any type of, like, payroll type of information. Any agent information that I have, I keep that information, like, on an Excel spreadsheet. Just try to keep up stuff that like that because it is very important to be organized. You know, the worst thing that you want is for somebody to come to you for something and they, you know, you might have an agent or whoever come to you like, hey, I told you about this, and you have no clue of what they're talking about, but they did contact you and you lost it or you, you know, can't find it. That's kind of like the worst thing because what that causes is for, you know, the disconnect and people starting not to trust you if when you don't keep up with your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to be, you definitely want to be organized.
Yes. I've learned myself that, you know, especially with my write-offs for, you know, my business, I keep everything in a shoebox now because it used to be scattered everywhere, and I learned that organization is key because when you need it, you got it. And I staple, you know, them together. They have apps out now to help you. You know, you scan your stuff in there, and it keeps it in the app organized, you know, into different folders like that digitally. I still mm-hmm. like the old-fashioned way, keeping them, you know, in hand. You know, in hand, I like that stuff. Because especially, like, you know, tax time, you don't want them problems. I tell that to anybody, especially coming with your write-offs and gas and, you know, stuff like that. Also, with your business now, you say you have to actually do the payroll for yours? Like,
do
they give you, like, a – okay. So is it like a – I know some companies, ADP, stuff like that, use the payroll. So I guess you have to actually calculate the hours yourself and pay your employees?
I don't calculate the hours. What happens is – Arise will send me the information in terms of, so they have mm-hmm. the hours that the agents work, and they'll send that information to me. So they basically mm-hmm. will send me like an invoice and say this particular agent worked this amount of hours. And then what I do, they will also to send me the funds for that particular agent. And basically what I do is disperse the funds to the agent.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's easy.
I don't have to do the hours.
All right, so have you ever, like, thought about writing a book about, you know, for your business, like, you know, the do's and don'ts of doing business? Have you ever thought about doing that?
No, I haven't really thought about writing a book. Maybe that'll be something in the future, but no, I never thought about really writing a book.
Okay, you have. I just asked that because, you know, you have a lot of good information. And so, you know, I think that maybe you should because, you know, get your information out to more of the masses because, you know, you're really knowledgeable about, you know, your craft and what you, you know, being a business owner. That's the reason why I asked you that. So piggybacking off of that, what's some of the things you say the do's and don'ts of actually working in your field and your business, like you tell your agents? You know, the best practices they need to do and the don'ts so they can be successful.
Well, one of the biggest things that I think would be issue, not with my agents, but I'm saying an issue across the board of what I see other agents and what I hear other agents are not doing or, you know, doing is a lot of people sometimes have problems with attendance. And it's, you know, and it sounds funny how you would think people would have problems with attendance when they're at home. It sounds funny, but it's
uh-huh.
true. You know, sometimes people uh-huh. may pick up hours and then they don't log into their system in time to either service those hours, or sometimes they may forget about they picked up those hours and just don't do a no show. Sometimes that may become an issue. That's one thing with my agents I really, 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 really stress is that you have to, if you can choose your own schedule. That's the great thing. You can choose your own schedule, but please service the hours that you choose. And so that's the biggest, that's like my number one thing. It's like, just please just service the hours that you choose. And I we actually have a website as well. It's actually www.kdjonescs.com. And I actually have a section on there for our current agents, as well as we have new agents who can go on there to get all the information about the company and be able to apply to be able to get started from working from home. But we do have a current customer service professional page as well, where we do give like certain announcements and tips, documents and stuff that are helpful to the agents to be successful and help them with things like attendance, also to being courteous and stuff on the phone, because it's all customer service. Just because you're at home, you don't want to be lax on the customer service portion. You still want to, you know, treat customers and behave as though you're at a call center or you're at an office. You still want to behave that particular way. So, but that's probably the biggest thing is attendance is very, very important. A company will actually drop you for that if you're messing up on that. So that's very important. But that's like the biggest thing, though, making sure your attendance, still being customer friendly. With my company, I actually do, I take pretty much, because when you enroll with the company, one good thing is, it could be a good thing or a bad thing, I guess, depends on how you look at it, but as long as you can pass a bar, pretty much are able to get the job. It's not like you're doing an interview process. But one thing I try to do is I try to make sure, no matter where they are, so they can be in Virginia or Florida or whatever, I try to make sure that I kind of have an idea of the type of level of customer service, you know, experience my agents have. And if they don't have any experience, to kind of give them some type of tips on how to be better when they're talking to customers, because that can also, too, affect, you know, your business, my business, it affects them as well if they're not that great on the phone. Because some people, you know, the fact is that some people are not customer service people, you know. So, but those are probably like the two things, is the customer service side, and then the attendance is a big thing as well.
I cannot believe that people are having a hard time with attendance and you working from home, and it's the hours that you set. Wow. Like,
yeah,
I never would have thought that.
Wow. It happens. Like, it happens only because you think about, sometimes people forget. And because you can choose hours when you want to, and you might be, okay, well, I'm going to work Sunday. I'm going to work 2 hours on Sunday. And you're enjoying your day. And then you forget that you even picked up those 2 hours. You know, and there's, of course, options, you know, in terms of emergencies. If you have to, you know, swap out your agent, your hours, you can get rid of hours and swap them with other agents. But, you know, it, sometimes people, they do forget. They do forget, or they don't, or they're late. And that also, too, would still affect you. So that's always a big one.
So when you're late, you can't, like, I guess at the end of your, say you're doing 2 hours, at the end of those 2 hours, you can't make up that late time, say you're late 10 minutes. You can't stay, like, a little extra 10 minutes to make that up?
Well, the thing about it is, because you didn't pick up after that, because what happens when they pick up, when they pick up hours, you pick up in 30-minute increments. So if you were late, For that first 10 minutes, you were late. What about the customers that needed you in those 10 minutes? Can you really make that up, those 10 minutes that you weren't there? So even though you might stay an extra 10 minutes, you still weren't there for the first 10 minutes, so you can't necessarily make it up. What happens is you can maybe get a little bit back if you were to, if there were, like, let's say something, like, let's say you could pick up an extra 30 minutes. You might make it up a little. In turn, a lot of times it's really difficult to kind of make up the time that you missed, because you put it on someone else. If you're not there in 10 minutes, somebody else, either the customer is waiting on hold for 10 minutes because you were supposed to be there, or there's more calls, or there's other people that are taking the calls that maybe you should have been doing in 10 minutes.
I see what you're saying now with that, You know, that 10 minutes that you signed up, that customer did need you. You know, I thought that, you know, you would say the worst things, like etiquette on the phone. because, you know, I know everybody has used customer service for some type of thing over the phone. I know I have, and I had to make a customer service call, you know, for my broken lawnmower that I have, and I had the worst customer service experience. And I think that sometimes people, you know, lack that because sometimes they don't have the proper phone etiquette, you know. And that comes into my next question for you. You know, what is the proper etiquette for customer service? Like, how are you supposed to, you know, talk to people, you know, as an agent? Tell us that.
Well, you would want to be, what I do is, number one, be friendly. You always want to put yourself in the customer's shoes because they're calling you for a reason. So either they're calling you for help, they're calling you for a product, they're calling you for something. So they need you. So you always want to put yourself in their position, in their shoes, and you want to treat them as how you would want to be treated. So you wouldn't want anybody to talk to you badly or be short with you. Another thing, too, is I always say acknowledge what the customer says. So anytime that they say something, acknowledge that you heard them and not just, oh, yeah, I hear you. If someone says, hey, you're having a problem with your lawnmower, okay, well, I'm sorry that you were having a problem with your lawnmower. Let me help you with that or whatever. You want to acknowledge what they're saying. You always want to show empathy. You want to acknowledge the customer. You want to sound upbeat. Sometimes, depending on what you're doing, you may not always sound upbeat. If you're doing roadside assistance, you may not sound like the happiest person because they're not too happy, but you want to still, you know, stay at a good tone of voice, you know. Uh-huh. It just depends on what you're doing, but you always want to show empathy. You want to acknowledge what they're saying. You want to use your pleases, thank you, when they're giving you information. Basically stuff like that. You just want to treat them uh-huh. how you would want to be treated when you call.
Yes, because I
another
I
important
so.
Thing, mm-hmm. it would be the last thing I would say would be using a customer's name. Using a customer's name is important because it kind of builds rapport with the customer. You know, if you're calling mm-hmm. in and you're trying to make a payment on something, okay, Mr. Jones, I'll be happy to do this. A lot of times that kind of makes a customer feel good when you use his name or her name. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times using their name throughout the call actually, too, makes things go a little bit easier, ask them how their day is, that stuff like that makes the call go so much better.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, I like that. I do like that when they use my name in the call. I had that experience, you know, because I've had them where they just, hi, thanks for calling, how can I help you? You know, things like that, it's like, wow, get a little spruced up, or, you know,
yeah.
like my last call I had, it's like, you know, basically it was like, why are you calling us, you know, kind of thing. And I was like, you know, I didn't really want to talk anymore. It made me feel unwanted. And then, you know, it felt like, you know, a lot of these companies, they have a lot of people that doesn't really speak really good English. So it's kind of hard. So I always say sometimes it's a language barrier between us. So you really can't get upset because, you know, they probably don't really understand us. You understand what I'm saying?
Correct.
But I understand what you. Yeah. So we're gonna take this call real quick. Last 4-7-7-6-2. You on the air with Tay. How are you today? Hello. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Caller 7-7-6-2. You on the air with Tay? Okay, well, I guess we have a ghost connection on our line, so we'll go ahead and keep going with our conversation. If y'all do want to call in, y'all can keep calling in, 646-668-8467, and we'll gladly take your comments, questions, anything like that. She's here for you. If you want to get on with your business, call her. If you want to learn how to start your own, call her. She got you. Now, another thing that, as you said earlier, was Manifest Destiny. I had them on the show 2 weeks ago, and I know that you're partnering with them, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so how is that, you know, partnering with another, with other businesses? Because me, I'm a business owner, but I don't partner with that many, but, you know, you said you got your office, you know, in there, office space and things like that. How is that? What are the benefits of that you've seen to help your business?
I think the teamwork. The teamwork of actually being able to have other businesses partner with other businesses for really like help. If you need help with something, you have someone else that kind of thinks like you that can you can kind of go to and be like, hey, well, what do you think about this? Or, you know, how do I do this? I think that's always good to kind of have someone else to kind of lean on if you need help with something. You have someone else that you're going to kind of go to and be able to talk to. But I think definitely the commodity of the, you know, the team kind of like in that, you know, in that particular suite, everyone, you know, we all do different businesses in there. However, but like I said, it's all under, you know, Manifest Destiny. And I think that's the biggest thing of just having a team of people that are all just trying to do their own businesses.
Yeah, I mean, wow. When you have a team, like a good network like that, you know, I think it makes it a little bit easier. It makes growth come. And also, you know, when you have seminars, I know she had a seminar not too long ago, you know, you can all go under that one umbrella, you know, because everybody wins if you work together. You know, kind of like not using that crabs in the barrel syndrome that a lot of, you know, people tend to have nowadays. That's exactly what I see. And I like that. All right, so we'll go ahead. We got another call coming in. Last 4-7-7-6-2, you're on the air with Tay. Can you hear me?
Hey, how are you? It's Monet Anderson.
Hello, I am great. Thanks for calling in, Monet. We have our special guest on the line. Do you have any questions or anything you just want to throw in there tonight?
I do. How are you, Kaniqua?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I've been listening since the beginning and definitely want to connect with you after the show on some things. But I had kind of a question, comment on the whole customer service issue. My question to you is, and I worked in customer service a while, and pretty much everything I still do now is people-oriented. Do you believe the statement, the customer is always right?
Well, what I would say to that, of course not. Of course the customer is not always right, but there's a way
right.
to tell the customer that they're wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's a way to tell
yeah.
them that they're wrong. You don't just flat out tell them, well, no, you're not right. But what you do is you tell them in a nice way, and, you know, you give them your upbeat tone and all their, well, Mr. Jones, and you tell them in a way, you tell them, you give them the information that you give, the information that you have, and you tell them that particular way. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, they're not always right, no. But it's just a way
right.
to tell them
yeah.
that they're wrong.
It is. It is. And, you know, they drill that in you when you go and get these jobs. I mean, even if you're working at Target or Walmart or whatever, they drill in you that, you know, don't argue with the customer. The customer is always right. And sometimes you're just looking at the customer like, no, you know, ma'am, no, you know. So, yeah, I just wanted to get your take on that. You know, you do this all the time, and I'm sure you know, you run into people that you just want to sometimes hang up the phone on, but you can't. You got to do it the right
mm-hmm.
way. So just want to get your input on that.
Right. Yeah, you never take, you know, anything the customer says. I don't take it personal because I understand that they're frustrated. A certain situation, I understand they're frustrated or they're upset. So I never take it personal. Never take it personal. I mean, I've been doing customer service and call centers since I was like 16, and I've been called like every name in the book. And you just,
I can imagine.
You know, the biggest thing I always do, you still stay friendly. That's what's going to get them. If you still stay friendly, how could they continue to be mean to you? And even if they continue to be mean to you throughout the call, when they get off the call, so after they cool down, they're probably like, man, I was really mean to that lady, but all she was trying to do was help me. You know, just keep
That's
helping
right.
them. Just keep being nice to them. And then move on to your next call.
That's right. That's right. And I won't take up too much of you all's time, but for someone that
mm-hmm.
wanted to connect with you and know what your business is about, because it does sound very interesting, where are you on social media?
We do actually have a Facebook page. It's KD Jones, CS,
okay.
LLC. As well
okay.
as we do have a website, which is www.kdjonescs.com.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
See you later about my calves. So see, talk to you ladies later.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you so much for calling in. You have a good night. All right, bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Monet, and she's always been a supporter of our show. She's a Sports Elite fanatic, part of the family. So we'll go ahead and we're going to start wrapping up the show. And also, give them one more time. Again, I got people in our chat room asking again for your information. Where can they reach you? Again, all your social media.
Yes, it's our website. It's www.kdjonescs.com. And that actually has all the information about the company and it allows you to be able to sign up from there. As well as we do have a Facebook page for the business, which is KD Jones CS LLC.
All right, man. Everybody, y'all hear that? So log on to her website, go to her Facebook page, connect with her. She can help you. If you need a job, she got you. If you want to start your own business, she got you. Just go ahead and connect with her. And we want to connect with you as well here at Sports Elite because we love to team up with other people, other businesses, and do great things, especially in our communities. So I'll definitely be in contact with you so we can get some things started. Also, don't be afraid to come back on this show. Have another good time with us. You know, spread your word about everything.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks all for right. having me. Yeah, I'll definitely come back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we'll have to get you on there, you know, talk, you know, more sports too, along with our business and share more nuggets so we can help other people as well, okay? So thank you so much for joining us today, and I can't wait to connect with you, all right?
Okay, thank you so much, Ted.
All right, you're welcome. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Sports Elite with Tay. Catch us next week, same time, same channel. Peace.